You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is the week of the Concordia On Air College Fair. So excited to share with you Concordia University, Wisconsin today. Joining me by phone today, Michelle Hoffman, Director of Enrollment at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you as my guest today and looking forward to learning more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, and excited to have you here on Faith and Family. Concordia University, Wisconsin is underwriter for Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. So wonderful to get to have friends from Concordia, Wisconsin today. Michelle, tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Sure. I've been in the field of higher ed for about 14 years now. In the role of director, I started off as an admissions counselor, as most of us do. So I have experience working with the traditional undergrad population, international students, non-traditional in that adult ed front market, as well as the graduate programs. I've been in the field, like I said, for 14 years and have been with Concordia for the last little over 8 years.
There are a lot of great things about Concordia. What do you personally love about Concordia University, Wisconsin? We'll get to all the unique things about it in just a little bit. How about you, though? What do you love about
it? Sure. What I love best about Concordia is just the community atmosphere. You know, we do have a small campus, and I think when people walk around the campus when they're here on tour and when we walk through campus in the halls as faculty and staff, there's just a really nice sense of family and community where you know that you're in a community that cares about you and cares about your success. That's really the most important thing to me, and I think that really rings true for a lot of our faculty and staff. And when you ask them why they love it here, I think that's really the answer that I hear most frequently. And that's really what matters most to me, is we are filled with a community of people who care about our students and just really want them to be successful, both while they're here and especially once they leave these walls and go on to do great things.
Where would we find Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Sure. We're located in Mequon, Wisconsin, which is about 15 miles north of Milwaukee. So we have a great, you know, suburban, safe campus right on Lake Michigan, but we're close to all that downtown Milwaukee has to offer.
Very good. So pretty easy to get to, easy to find, not too far from, like you said, from downtown Milwaukee. So
yeah, and from downtown Chicago also, which mm-hmm. is nice. So we have easy access to airports and trains and buses and all of that.
Very good. Very good. Well, let's talk about Concordia University. What makes it unique? What are the programs available at Concordia, academic programs and preparing for future careers and vocations?
Sure. Well, we have 6 academic schools. Our most recent school are the School of Nursing, which we've had nursing since for many years, but we've added them as an individual school, and then the School of Pharmacy. So that makes us only the second School of Pharmacy in the state of Wisconsin, which is a huge benefit for our students because the first school and primary school for pharmacy in the state has always been the University of Wisconsin. So for students who really want that faith-based institution in a small private setting, that option hasn't been available. So it's very nice for us to be able to be another option for students in that pharmacy realm. But we do have more than 70 majors across those 6 schools, some of our most popular being in the areas of business, nursing, education, and those pre-health professions. So we have a number of accelerated programs that lead into our graduate fields in things such as physical therapy, physician assistant, occupational therapy. So those are our most popular programs.
Lots of programs. Some that that some are traditional, like you said, undergrad or bachelor's degree, and mm-hmm. some go right into graduate studies as well, it sounds like.
Correct, yes. So the students have a lot of options, whether they want to complete the 4-year bachelor's degree and then go on to graduate study, and some have the option of doing some of those accelerated programs, even a unique program like Business Scholars, where students can earn both a business management degree and the MBA in 4 years of study.
Well, lots of programs to choose from. How do we find information on those programs?
Sure. All the information is available on our website, which is www.cuw.edu, where you can search by the school, search by the area of academic program that you're interested in, as well as just reaching out to our admissions office so we can send some specific information as well.
All right. Let's talk about what it's like to be a student at Concordia University, Wisconsin. We've talked about the programs available.
Sure.
What's it like to be a student? What are, in addition to your studies, what are other things you might do as a student at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Sure. Very involved academic and spiritual life and community activities. So we have more than 70 clubs and organizations. So things ranging from student government to our campus ministry groups, singing groups, bands. A lot of our students are involved in one of our 28 NCAA Division III sports. So athletics is a very big part of our campus community, as well as the intramurals. But we really have a very faith-based community, so you'll find a ton of those organizations that are doing fabulous service events, both here locally as well as in the larger, you know, United States region, as well as some study abroad opportunities as well. So I think you'll find a lot of students are involved in many things. So a lot of involvement across all those different areas, which is really nice just to see our students so involved in, you know, giving back. And service is just a key component of the vast majority of the students that we are recruiting. They're students who want to make a difference in the world. And so they really are involved here on campus and doing that through all those variety of activities.
Wow. So opportunities to study around the world. Where are students going? Where are they studying?
Definitely. We have students going all over. We have students in the Caribbean. We have students in Europe. We have quite a number of programs actually in China as well. So the students really have a lot of opportunities, as well as there's grants available for students. That's really something that we view getting that international experience, and especially from a mission perspective, to be able to take that experience to other places in the world is so unique to be able to do that. And so we really try to make that study abroad experience happen for students and to help make it affordable.
So on campus and around the world, lots of opportunities. Mm-hmm. What about the arts on campus?
Sure. So we have a very active, you know, theater program. We have many different musical groups, from singing groups to handbell choirs, different instrumental groups, and they are doing activities here on campus, but also performing around the world. So that's a really exciting experience for our students and something that they really enjoy doing.
And in addition to the arts, what about athletics?
Yeah, so NCAA Division III, a very active community. Last year, about 30% of our students competed in one or more athletic sports teams, so at the varsity level. And we have added some new sports this year with women's field hockey and women's triathlon, which are, you know, pretty unique, the triathlon one. And so we're really excited about some of those. And you'll find all of our students really participating, coming to the events, you know, just as a spectator, going to the CIT tournament, which I'm sure a lot of the Concordias will talk about. But that's just such an exciting adventure for us each year. So that's something that the students really like here, is just having that experience of community through athletics as well.
Okay, you mentioned CIT. I don't know if we've covered that yet.
That's the Concordia Invitational Tournament. It takes place over our winter break, and it's the big basketball tournament where the Concordias are competing against each other. So we rotate at different Concordias.
So it's a you root for Concordia no matter what team you're rooting for, right?
Well, you want your home team to win.
Right, but you can cheer for Concordia.
We can.
because they're all
Concordia.
They're all called Concordia.
So. Exactly. You never go wrong with that.
Right, exactly. Well, so athletics and the arts all are certainly a great part of Concordia life. Mm-hmm. What about spiritual life for students at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Sure. We offer chapel every day for our students. Not required, but we definitely see a ton of students participating, as well as our faculty and staff. So it's really a time to bring everyone together, to just start that day off with that message and devotion together. As I was saying earlier, the campus ministry team on campus is extremely involved in coming up with different activities and service projects. It's something that really matters to our students and is something that unites our students. And what I find is students often coming in who maybe don't have a strong faith or possibly no faith, that they really experience that Lutheran perspective here, and they just get that sense of what that can mean in spiritual life and faith-filled life. And so that's really a very important piece of what makes Concordia special and what students really love about Concordia. So that's a very active piece of our campus community.
I think we've anything else about campus life what about living on campus?
Mm-hmm, sure, yeah. So we have 8 different residence halls, so students can live in anything from singles, doubles. There's some facilities that have up to 9 students in suite-style living. You know, one of our, you know, beautiful dorms looks right out over Lake Michigan. So there's a lot of options, you know, as well as a student center and many different dining options. We do have about 65% of our students are resident students, so that having that robust campus life and, you know, activities at night and on the weekend, it's just really important to that campus community feel.
And there's something unique about this campus, if I remember correctly, that others might appreciate, especially in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
What's
yes,
that?
So we have a complete tunnel system available. So students never have to leave the outside and enter into that cold Wisconsin winter. They have the option to wear those flip-flops and those shorts that they want year-round. So that is something that students really enjoy in the wintertime. And it's just they can connect all their buildings and get to the cafeteria and the chapel and the library, all through using our underground tunnel system.
That's unique. I've not heard of other universities that have that. So even if you live in a warmer climate and you come north to Concordia University, Wisconsin, you don't have to endure that outside cold weather all the time if you don't want to. You don't have to walk outside on campus. You can just take those tunnels to get everywhere.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, tell me a little bit more about what we need to know, what those high school juniors and seniors mm-hmm. need to know as they're thinking about, choosing a college, what they need to know, what their parents need to know.
Sure. Well, we know that it can be an overwhelming process. We know that a lot of schools sound very similar to students, and what we really want to help them do is to make that distinction and find out what makes each school unique. We talk a lot when we have students visit about how to find that best fit for you, and the best fit's not always going to be Concordia, Wisconsin, and we feel that our job in admissions is to help a student kind of guide through that process and figure out what they're looking for, what are their priorities. What majors are they interested in? What kind of a campus community are they looking for? That faith-filled aspect is so important. What matters to them in that decision? And so we really try to guide them through that process. I think for us, a lot of process is, how do you get through the admissions process? What do you need to submit? What's the timeline going to be? We really like to talk to people about financial aid. We know that college is an expensive endeavor, and so we want to help students understand what are their merit scholarship opportunities, what grants and loans are available to a student, what's available for parents, what's available for students. So we really try to walk through that process and help make that a little bit easier for them, because we do know that it can be an overwhelming process.
There's a lot that goes into it, into preparing for that. So I'm sure that's much appreciated, that help getting through that process.
Yeah, we understand that's certainly a big decision, and we just want to be able to answer all their questions and make sure that they feel comfortable with that decision, because in the end, it is a big decision, and we want them to have the best experience possible.
What's the best way to get that real experience and really learn what Concordia University is all about?
Well, obviously, we always try to recommend that everyone comes to visit campus. We truly feel that, our campus is such a blessing and it's so beautiful that bringing people to campus is really the best way for us to be able to explain all the fabulous things about Concordia, excuse me. And, a piece of paper can never do that for you. All the best brochures in the world can never really explain what a campus community feels like. And we want people to feel at home here. And so we always recommend that people come to campus. We have a number of different visit options, from personalized visits every day of the week where you tell us what you want. So if you want to meet with your admissions counselor, you want to meet with financial aid, you want to meet with a faculty member in the business school, you want to meet with an athletic coach, we'll set up all those different appointments for you and give you a tour of campus. And we also have just visit days. So some people, just based on schedules, want to be able to come and spend a couple hours here, kind of get a bunch of that done all at one time and be around other students and see what that feels like as to who are the other prospective students looking at the school. So there's a lot of different options. So we have 3 visit days in the fall this coming year, October 8th, October 28th, and November 12th. And then we have 2 days specific for juniors in the spring, April 7th and April 21st. But then we obviously do all those personalized visits and some Saturday visits throughout the year.
Lots of opportunities to visit. Mm-hmm. Who would we meet on a visit?
Sure. On a general visit, we always set you up with a tour. You get to meet with one of our students as well as our admission staff. And then we really give people the options from there about whether they want to meet with a faculty member or financial aid or an athletic coach. And we really try to tailor that visit to whatever information they really want to receive while they're here.
Tell me about the professors who make up the faculty of Concordia University.
Sure. I think we have a fabulous faculty who are really dedicated to our student success. I think what I love to hear from our students is that they really feel that the faculty care about them, are concerned about them, they're available outside of their scheduled teaching times and office hours, really sharing that, email address and phone number and, reach out to me whenever you have questions or concerns. And I think that's really an important part of, who the campus community is here, that they're just very dedicated to our student success and really bringing that real-world practical experience. They're people with obviously the levels of degrees that they need, but really real-world experience so they can share those stories of what it's like to be in this field and helping our students with internships and research opportunities, just so they can really learn, what am I going to be doing in this field, and how does that work, and what are my opportunities? I think that's really one of the most important things, is getting students that information they need for what they're going to be doing in the real world when they're done with us.
What's the best way to find out more and to learn more about the programs at Concordia, learn about all these things that we've been talking about?
Sure. Obviously, I would say the best way is to just come visit campus through one of those dates, which you can find more information on our website at cuw.edu/visitcuw. And that explains all the different options from personalized visits to group visits and visit days. And there where we can really set up a time for them to talk to a faculty member about the program that they're interested in.
cuw.edu. That's the place, a good place to start to find out, you know, what those dates are and of the visit events and find out more about the programs. What about a phone number?
Sure, 262-243-4300. I'll take you straight to the admissions office.
Excellent. What do you think, Michelle, what do you think makes Concordia University, Wisconsin stand out from other colleges, other universities?
Sure, I just would say our mission drives everything we do here, and we're really caring about our students' success, and that's the main goal of everyone here at the university. It really drives all our decision-making, and as to new programs we're going to offer, new programs we're going to have at the clubs and organizations level and sports level, and that's just something that really drives absolutely everything about what we do here.
Who are the graduates of Concordia University? What are they prepared for? What are they doing when they leave Concordia University?
I think what you'll find is our students are going on to graduate school. They are getting positions in the field and are really just bringing a lot of the things that they've learned here to be mission-minded and making good decisions and always, you know, bringing that faith aspect to everything that they do. And what I love best, I think that their experience is really that community, and they want to bring that to others and share that their goals and their interests and are really giving back to the community, which is something that service part of what they were doing here as a student, they're really bringing into the workforce and into their graduate study. And we have a lot of students going on immediately for a variety of grad programs, especially in the health sciences areas, and then even continuing here at Concordia for programs such as an MBA program or an organizational leadership and administration degree. Many people are going on in the field of teaching, which is fabulous, both in Lutheran schools as well as public schools. And we just really enjoy hearing from our students as to all the exciting and fun things that they're doing.
Very good. Very good. Share with us, I'd like to go back. Earlier we talked a little bit about where Concordia University, Wisconsin is located. Mm-hmm. I'd like to learn a little bit more about the community where Concordia University is in Mequon. What's Mequon like? You mentioned earlier it's just outside Milwaukee.
It is, yeah. Small community. We're in Ozaukee County, right along Lake Michigan. Mequon itself has about 20,000 people. We are very close to some other areas, historic downtown of Cedarburg. So about only 20 minutes from Milwaukee, but very, very safe community. We've always been ranked as one of the top safest campuses in the country. So that's something that really means a lot to us and is a very important factor for parents, obviously, as well. But there's just a lot of things to do that are very close by. And even with hiking along the lake, we have some great areas for that. Lots of festivals in Wisconsin, especially in the Milwaukee and Cedarburg areas. Great art museum downtown. So it's really nice because whether you're looking for, you know, fine dining, if you're looking for sports activities, hiking, obviously the beautiful lakeshore, we have all of that right here.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like for us to think about as we're looking at, you know, what makes Concordia unique, why we should schedule that visit?
Sure. I would just say again, that faith-filled mission is really what drives us. I think we are very very minded in the getting our students exactly what they're going to need for their career, getting them the academic information they need, but wanting them to really be involved, building up our community here and building up our surrounding community, whether that's right here in Mequon or down in Milwaukee. I mean, it's really important for us that our students are giving back and that really that they're just taking that knowledge and kind of giving back to their community as well. And I think students really feel that here, both from the faculty, students, and staff, and that's something that we just want them to give back and take on when they leave us.
Very good. And you mentioned some upcoming events on campus for students to check out, some visit days.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about, you know, what would happen during those times there. You said you get to meet some folks on campus.
Sure. Those days we like to kind of call a one-stop shop to learning a lot about Concordia in one day. So they'll come in, they'll have a presentation about the admissions process and financial aid. They'll meet with some of our representatives from student clubs and organizations. study abroad. They have opportunities to actually meet with all of our different academic program faculty. So they can, if they have, you know, more than one major they're interested in, they can sit down and talk with each of those departments to get more information on the program and learn about internships and study abroad opportunities and field work and how that all works. They also have the time to meet with coaches if they'd like. And then they're obviously going on a tour and really having some specific time with our students. We like to do a student panel so they can hear best from them, because who's a better testament to what we're doing here than our current students? So they really get all of that in one day. Usually we're here from about 9 to 2 for the visit days.
Very good. Well, again, CUW.edu is the website, right, Michelle?
That's it, yes.
Check it out. Find out more information about Concordia University. The next upcoming visit day?
The first one this fall will be October 8th.
October 8th, first chance to go check out Concordia University, Wisconsin. We'll share more information on our website as well. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, Michelle. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we wrap up today?
No, just that we'd love to have them visit our campus, and we'd be excited to show them our beautiful lakeshore property.
Concordia University, Wisconsin. Michelle Hoffman, Director of Enrollment. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you so much.
Joining me by phone now, Trammell Lines, Concordia University alum. Trammell, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you very much.
Tell me a little bit about what brought you to Concordia University, Wisconsin.
So I'm actually from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and Concordia University, Wisconsin has a hockey team, and I'm a hockey player, so that was one of the reasons. Obviously, we're right on Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful campus, and the Christ-driven atmosphere was also a huge part of it.
So what did you study as a student at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
I was a criminal justice undergrad degree, so JPP undergrad, and then I had minors in speech communication and theater, but I was also part of the Organizational Leadership and Administration Scholars Program, which means I got my master's degree in Organizational Leadership and Administration and my undergraduate degree in Justice and Public Policy in my 4 years here.
And what has that led to? What are you up to now?
So actually, when I was a student here, I was a student worker in the admissions office, and that actually led to me getting a job in the admissions office. So now I'm an admissions counselor at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and I loved it so much for my 4 years, I decided to stick around for at least a few more.
Oh, very good. What was the highlight of your time as a student at Concordia University?
I'd say the highlight was definitely the people that I was surrounded by. So here at Concordia, Wisconsin, there is great people on kind of every corner of the school. Everywhere you go, you're meeting people that are very helpful, very intelligent, but then also very faith-driven. A lot of what we do is mission-oriented, community-oriented, and that was one of the best parts about being a student here.
What would you say to that high school junior or senior looking at Concordia? What's your advice to that student who's trying to navigate all of the questions they have and all the information coming to them right now as they're thinking about college?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely a tough decision. They're probably getting hit, like as you said, with a lot of different information. I would recommend, you know, listen to your parents. I think that's a good one. And make sure you try and visit every college that you can while classes are in session. So if you want to see what the school is like while everyone's there, see what the atmosphere is like, meet with professors that are going to be in your major, and just try and see where you would fit in if you were going to be a student there.
Very good. Well, what was, just for fun, what was your favorite class at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Oh, my favorite class. That is a great question. I would probably just have to say I took a terrorism class. So as a criminal justice major, I was able to do some elective classes, and it was fascinating to do a class focused right around that kind. Obviously, it wasn't the most, I guess, fun-loving class, but it was so informative and just so fascinating on the preventative measures that the criminal justice system takes now. That was definitely probably the most interesting class that I took here.
Very good. Other activities you were involved in as a student?
Yeah, so I was, like I mentioned earlier, I was on the hockey team, so I was recruited here to do that. That was kind of my main focus coming in as a freshman. So I played hockey all 4 years. I was a defenseman, but I also got involved in a lot of different things. So my freshman year, I got heavily involved in the theater program, and I did that all throughout. My last show that I did, I was Wilbur in the musical Hairspray, and I did a couple other things throughout my 4 years. Like I said, I was a worker in the admissions office, so I gave tours and talked to prospective students a lot, and I did that my senior year. But my sophomore and junior year, I was also an RA, so a resident assistant, which just kind of meant I was a little bit of a peer leader in my hall, so I was able to communicate with all the different guys in my hall, ask what they needed. Yeah, if they needed anything whatsoever, I was just kind of their go-to guy for that kind of stuff. So involved in a few different things. We also have Zoe the comfort dog. So Zoe works in our counseling center. She's a 3-year-old golden retriever, and she just kind of works on campus. She does a typical 8 to 4:30 kind of schedule, and so I was one of her handlers, and we just walked around. We would go to chapel. We'd go up to the library, and we actually do a lot of different community outreach with that as well. So that was kind of some of the stuff I was involved in while I was a student.
Outstanding. Trammell, thanks so much for being my guest today on Faith and Family. Love to hear your story about Concordia University, Wisconsin.
No problem. I was happy to do it.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
On a regular basis, I read about Planned Parenthood botching another abortion and maiming the mother. The latest was in Denver, where an ambulance rushed a bleeding woman to the hospital. They don't know who the abortionist was, but Savita Ginde was one who works there and is on video talking about getting the maximum dollars from an aborted baby by selling the parts. She says, "I think the per item thing works a little better just because we can see how much we can get out of it." There have been other documented emergencies at this abortion mill, and it was sued for covering up child sex abuse of a 13-year-old girl raped by her stepfather. This is the face of legal abortion. It's equal to dangerous back alley abortion, but on a much wider scale.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Listen to Worldwide KFUO a click away 24 hours a day at KFUO.org. With our KFUO website and smartphone apps, you can listen to our live stream and our on-demand programs and podcasts anytime, day or night. Listen to Worldwide KFUO when you're available and where you are. Listen on your car radio, Bluetooth devices, smartphones, podcast players, Wi-Fi radios, and so many other listening devices. Listen today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever. And tell your friends about KFUO a click away 24 hours a day at KFUO.org.
If you have a question about the LCMS, contact the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Church Information Center, and you'll be connected with a real person who can help you find the answer. Call 1-888-THE-LCMS or 1-888-843-5267 or email them infocenter@lcms.org. Helping you with your questions and finding you resources, the LCMS Church Information Center.
Hi, everyone. This is Eric Erkinen inviting you and your golf buddies to participate in Christian Friends of New Americans Golf Tournament. It will be held Tuesday, October 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Funds raised help CFNA welcome refugees and new Americans in the name of Jesus Christ through Bible studies, tutoring, health screenings, ESL classes, and scholarships to LCMS schools. Please join us for some great golf while helping support this vital ministry. Information can be found at cfna-stl.org/golf or call 314-517-8513. I'll say again, cfna-stl.org/golf or call 314-517-8513.
Listening to Faith and Family, I'm Andy Bates. It is the Concordia On Air College Fair this week, and excited to share another Concordia University with you today, Concordia University, Nebraska. Joining us from Concordia University, Nebraska, Megan Heiser. She's admissions counselor there at Concordia. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. It's a wonderful day here in Nebraska.
Wonderful. And a busy time as well with the semester beginning, but getting ready also for not just all the current students coming on campus, but sharing about Concordia University, Nebraska with those prospective students, those who might be looking at Concordia for their education. Maybe those high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun time. I know classes are just getting started for everybody, so the college search is starting to ramp up for students.
Tell me a little bit about your work in admissions at Concordia University, Nebraska.
Yeah, so my official job title is an admissions counselor. So what that means is I work with high school students. It's kind of exciting. I help them decide if Concordia is a good fit for them, answer questions that they might have about Concordia, Nebraska, on the financial aid side as well as academically, encourage them to come visit campus, and then just help them throughout the whole college process. So just here to answer questions, and then hopefully they'll become a Concordia, Nebraska student.
What brought you to Concordia University, Nebraska?
That is an awesome question, and I actually love telling this story. So I grew up in Nebraska. I am from a very small town that hardly anybody has heard of in northeast Nebraska. It's about 3.5 hours from our campus here in Seward. So when I was going through the whole college search, I knew I wanted a smaller institution, so I looked at a few smaller colleges here in Nebraska, and I actually fell in love with a different university before I went and visited. I was all gung-ho to go there. Went and visited the campus, and I thought it was great. I could see myself there. And then I was getting a lot of different mail and information from Concordia, Nebraska. So it was on the way, so I decided to just take a little pit stop and see what the campus was all about. And I just fell in love. There's not one thing that I can pinpoint to any person. It's just the feeling that you get on campus. And I just knew that that was supposed to be my home for my next 4 years of my life. And so I came to Concordia, Nebraska, and pursued a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration and graduated with that in 2013. And so I was one of those students that was trying hard to figure out what I was supposed to do with the rest of my life, and there was a position open here in our admissions office. And I had been a student worker there for 3 years, so it just seemed like the natural fit to move on up into the full-time position. And I have loved it, being able to continue to be here at Concordia, promoting the college that I loved and getting to meet all sorts of students. It's been wonderful.
Well, glad that you are at Concordia University that you love and get to spend time doing what you enjoy, visiting with students and prospective students. Let's talk about Concordia University, Nebraska. Where would we find that for those not familiar with Nebraska geography?
Yeah, that's always a fun question to answer. That's one that's asked a lot. We are located in Seward, Nebraska. It's just 25 minutes straight west of Lincoln. So if people know where Lincoln, Nebraska is, we're right close to there. Otherwise, from Omaha, we're about an hour and a half away from Omaha. So it's right along Interstate 80 in Nebraska, smaller town. Seward has around 7,000 people in it. So on the smaller end of things, but like I said, we're right outside of Lincoln and Omaha both. So you kind of get the best of both worlds in that aspect of things.
So in Nebraska, what are some unique things about Concordia University there?
Yeah, like I mentioned, we're located in Seward. It's a smaller community, and so I think that plays a big part of our university's identity. Seward's an amazing town. They have a wonderful community feel to it, and they really do an amazing job of supporting the campus. And so whether you're going to an athletic event or a drama production, music concert, there's always a lot of community members there that attend. And so it's really cool to see how the university is able to support the town as well as the town supporting the campus. So it's just a great feel in that aspect. And like I said, it's a smaller town, but Lincoln is right close by and Omaha is right close by. So you really get that safe community of Seward while having the bigger city there if you ever wanted to go to a shopping mall or to a concert or a sporting event. It's really nice to have that accessible for our students, too. So you never get bored here in Nebraska, that's for sure. So I know that's one thing. They always think, oh, all the cornfields and stuff, but there's lots of things to do in Nebraska. You don't get bored as a student here, and that's partly because over half of our students do come from outside of Nebraska. So when you're looking at a lot of the other Concordias and even the other schools in Nebraska, that's one of the big things that sets us apart is our large majority of students coming from outside of the state. We have a lot of students that come from Missouri, from Texas, California, Florida, really all across the country. And so it's fun to have all of those different cultures coming together here on our campus and just seeing how all they interact and everything. And like I said, that means there's lots of things to do on campus because it's hard for students to go home on the weekends when they come from so far away. So it really does help promote the community, big family that we have on campus.
Very good. It sounds like just kind of right in the heartland of the United States, and it's kind of a nice central location. Let's talk about some of the programs of Concordia University, Nebraska. What are some of the, let's highlight some of the academics and the programs there.
Right. Yeah. So we started off as a teacher's college back in 1894. So back then, teaching was our only program that we offered. And it's really cool to see where Concordia, Nebraska has grown since then. We still have education being our most popular major here at Concordia, but now we have over 50 different programs that students can choose from. So they range all across the board from your business, your science areas, sports studies. Our newest program that we have added is music therapy, so we're very excited about that one. But education still remains our most popular major, and our church work programs are still something that we're very strong into. So that's another thing that we're very proud of.
What would you say academically are some of the programs that really stand out? Or, well, you studied business administration, is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. I was a business major here, and I loved the program. I loved the flexibility that it offered. It has a number of different concentrations underneath of the business major, and so you can tailor it to what you're interested in. I did a double concentration, so I was accounting and finance, and then I was even able to add a sport management minor. So I really was able to tailor it to my interests, which I thought was really cool. And then, like I said, our education program is just phenomenal. They do an amazing job over there in that department, all the way from early childhood to secondary education. So that's something that we are really strong in and everything. But all of our programs really are great, and that's partly because of our faculty members. They get to know the students. They get to know how they learn, what makes them successful as a student, and so that's part of the reason our students are able to go on and have success outside of the classroom.
Let's talk about some of the church work programs at Concordia University, Nebraska.
Yeah, so of course, if a student wanted to pursue their Lutheran teacher's diploma, they would be considered in our church work program for our teachers. And then we also have a pre-seminary and a pre-deaconess program, and then our director of Christian education, a DCE program, and then as well as a director of parish music. So that's our group of church work programs that we offer. And if you actually look at all the LCMS churches, 23% of all LCMS church workers graduated from Concordia University, Nebraska. And I think that's so cool and amazing how we're able to send our graduates out to impact so many different people. It's great that they all get that education here and then go out and impact the world. It's really cool.
What is life like on campus? You mentioned earlier you're in, Nebraska. So you described the community a little bit. What about on campus? What's life like? What are some of the opportunities available to students on campus?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Like I said, with so many students coming from outside of Nebraska, they want to know what are they going to do while they're here. They don't want to be bored all the time. And so it really depends on your interests. There's so many different athletic events that go on campus. There's the music performances, the drama production. So those all have different things that students can go to, and they're free for our students, which is really exciting too. And then we also have our Student Activities Council on campus. They really promote student life and getting our kids active and out and interacting with each other. And so they'll bring in comedians, different musicians, just have different movie nights sponsored on campus as well, and just other random things on campus. So that's really fun throughout the year. Seward itself actually has a bowling alley and a movie theater. And like I said before, our community of Seward really helps support the college. So they'll open up the movie theater about two or three times a year for our students to go watch a movie for a student event. And then the bowling alley does that as well. They have one night a week that's considered college night where the students can go and bowl. So that's a lot of great things for our students to be able to get out and get involved in the community and everything. And then something that's really cool that I loved on campus, and it helps out a lot of our students who are coming from so far away, is our Adopt a Bulldog program. And that is where people in the community of Seward will actually adopt a student here at Concordia if the student wishes to. And so they will go over to their house and have dinner a few nights a month and just have a family connection here in Seward. So that, you know, it's hard to adjust when you're coming from so far away. And so that program really helps our students make Seward, Nebraska feel like their home. So that's really cool.
What about the housing on campus? What are the options for housing?
Yeah, so our students are required to live on campus for 3 years or until they turn 21. But we have a lot of different options for our students to choose from. The freshman year, the students will be placed in a freshman dorm room. And that's just your standard dorm, you and a roommate, and then on a hall with about 20 other students sharing the bathroom and everything. And when I look back at my college experience, my favorite years were when I lived in that style of dorm, because you really get to develop your friendships and meet people. And the shenanigans that students like to get into are fun in those types of dorm styles. And then we also have suite-style dorms where it's two bedrooms connected by a bathroom, so then there's only four students sharing one bathroom. And then we also have apartment-style dorms on campus where there will be four students in a two-bedroom, one bathroom, one kitchen, and the living room apartments. All of our dorms are still separated by gender, so there's all female dorms and all male dorms. Those apartment-style dorms do have both males and females in them, but they're still separated by floor, and so you're never going to be on the same hall as the opposite gender of you.
Oh, I've heard stories about, is it WOW Week?
Yeah, so move-in weekend, it used to be called WOW Weekend back in the day when I was a student there. It's now called Launch Weekend, and it's just a great weekend for students to get acclimated to campus, especially those freshmen. There's lots of activities for them to do. So, yeah, it's a great time on campus. And then actually during the spring, we have what's called Spring Weekend, and that is a big ball of fun. You get together with some friends and you form a team and you compete in a lot of different competitions, and it helps wrap up the year in a nice, fun way too. So students always look forward to that.
What about other opportunities on campus? Athletics, the arts?
Yeah, so we offer athletic scholarships for our students involved in the athletic programs. We also offer music scholarships, art drama scholarships, drama, and then speech and debate as well. So there are scholarships available in all of those different areas if students decide to pursue that. We have a good number of different athletic teams, and it's such a fun time to be on campus right now with our Bulldog Athletics. They have been successful over the last few years in all different athletic teams, and so it's just fun to go watch them and everything. Over the last couple of years, our men's and women's track teams have won the national tournament, so that is really exciting on campus. Our women's basketball program, they made it to the Final Four a couple years ago, and so that's another exciting thing to watch. And then all of our teams are just doing successful and making national tournaments, so it's a fun time to be involved with that and everything. So, you know, that's a great way for students to get involved and either be in the pep band or on the cheer squad dance team or just being a fan in the stands. It's definitely a fun experience. But then we also have a lot of different clubs that we offer, too. About each major has a different club just for their major. When I was a business student, I was part of the business club on campus, and they help run the coffee shop. They host it's called Moolah Kids Club Day, where kids from Seward community can come in and just learn different things about money management and things like that. I know that education has their own club. There's a science club, a pre-med club. So there's many more than that. But so there's just lots of different ways to stay involved there. Intramurals are extremely popular on campus. So just getting together with a group of friends and competing in one of the intramural sports is always fun as well. So you stay active. You're not going to be, hardly any of our students are just sitting in their dorm room all the time. If they are, then there's something going on, because our campus community is very active in getting involved in everything, which is always nice to see.
Tell me about spiritual life on campus.
Yeah, that is an excellent question. When I think about all the other colleges in Nebraska, we really stand out because of our Christian identity. It's not something that we shy away from. We're very upfront about it when students come to visit campus that, you know, we are a Lutheran college, and it's very much a Christian campus. And so part of that means we offer chapel every single day for our students. It's always optional if they want to attend, but on an average week, we have over 1,100 participants in our daily chapel, which is really cool and a great atmosphere to be a part of. Monday through Friday, it's your traditional Lutheran chapel with an organ and a hymnal and everything like that. And then Thursday and Friday, we have contemporary chapel with a student praise band leading the music. So there's a nice variety there for the students. And so it's well attended, partly because we don't offer classes during chapel time. So students don't have to decide if they want to go to class that day or chapel. They have that time open to them to go do that, which is great for our students to be able to participate in that.
And then the congregations in the community are also very welcoming, I'm sure.
Oh, of course, yeah. The St. John's LCMS Lutheran Church is right across the street, and so I know a lot of our Lutheran students decide to attend there each Sunday. There's also the Rock Lutheran Church here in town, which is more of a contemporary style, and then just the other church bodies in Seward are always great about welcoming students and hosting, you know, free dinners or for college students and things like that. So, it's a big community family on campus. And that's partly because of the Christian atmosphere. When all of your professors have that Christian background and don't shy away from it, it shows that they really care about you and they want to see you succeed in all parts of your life, which is, coming from a smaller town myself, I was looking for professors who would get to know me and everything. And that's part of the reason why they really care about you, is they have that Christian background.
How do you help those sophomores, juniors, seniors in high school get the Concordia University Nebraska experience and learn more about the campus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always promote our campus visits. Like I was mentioning in my story, I thought I was going to another college until I visited, and that's just how important the campus visit is. That other college was great on paper for me, and it sounded awesome, and I can tell you all the wonderful things about Concordia here today, but until you actually get on campus and experience that for yourself, it's not going to 100% click. So that's why I always recommend coming on campus. If you just have time to drive through and give a campus tour, you know, we can line that up for you. We have visit days throughout the year if that's a day that you want to come down, but we also do private visits as well. And so that's the biggest thing, is just getting on campus, seeing if it's a good feel for you, and visiting all of the colleges that you're interested in, because you never know what piece is going to really click for you. So just get out and visit all the campuses, and I think that'll be a wonderful experience for students.
Walk us through what you experience on a campus visit, some of those scheduled campus visits throughout the year.
Yeah, so we do personalized visits every day of the week, Monday through Friday, except for our visit days, of course. And on that personalized visit, you're going to be welcomed by one of our admissions counselor. You'll receive a campus tour from a current student, so you can get a current student's perspective of campus. Chapel will be available to you if you do want to attend, and we always recommend our visitors to attend chapel that day. We'll provide lunch for you in the cafeteria. That's a big question that a lot of high school students have, is what is the food like on campus? And so we'll let them experience the cafeteria here. We'll sit down with them, go over the whole admissions process, the financial aid process, and then they'll have a chance to meet with any faculty members in the subject area that they're considering, as well as any sports areas that they're considering as well. And so that's what makes a personalized visit great, is that you're going to get that one-on-one attention from your admissions counselor as well as from the faculty members and coaches.
What do you want parents of new students or prospective students to know?
The big thing is just don't freak out about the price. I know private institutions, they do cost more right up front. They have that larger tuition amount. But when I look at some financial aid packages and we compare our financial aid package to a public university, when you get down to that bottom line amount that the student actually owes, they're very comparable. And so we offer amazing scholarships to our students, and so that helps them out quite a bit. And then from a parent's perspective, your child is going to be safe here. Your child is going to be well taken care of. They're going to be able to succeed and learn and grow and develop as their own person and then go out into the world. And so I think that's something Concordia does an amazing job of, is just preparing our students for the world, because college doesn't, you know, it ends after 4 years, but that those things that you learn, they continue with you throughout your whole life. And so, yeah, we're going to prepare your students for that.
Those things you learn, and I would imagine the relationships as well, the friendships you've made. You still, being back on campus, reconnected with people on campus, do you still keep in touch with friends from your classes?
Yeah, I developed such a good group of friends here on campus when I was a student. They're going to be my friends for a lifetime. When you have all those students come from outside of Nebraska, that means that they do go away when they graduate. Some of them want to get jobs closer to home. I know my friend group that I made when I was a student here, they came from Denver, St. Louis, Minnesota, even Georgia. And so, you know, we all kind of went our separate ways after college, but yet we still stay connected. We still visit each other all the time. And it's so cool to see those relationships form, and knowing that I would not have the friends that I do now if I wouldn't have come to Concordia University, Nebraska. It just makes me feel so blessed in the experience that I had and being able to develop those relationships. And then still with the professors, some of the business professors that I had here, they still ask me, oh, how are you doing? How's your brother? How's your mom and dad doing? And so they do get to know you and your background and everything. President Friedrich here on campus, I don't know how he does it, but he knows every student by name, and he'll get to know you and remember your parents' name and everything. And so they do take time to get to know you outside of the classroom as well, which is really nice.
How do those high school students go about finding out more about Concordia University, Nebraska, getting in touch with admission, maybe scheduling a visit, something like that?
Our website is absolutely amazing. I think it's one of the easiest websites to navigate. So our website is www.cune.edu. And you can find out everything you need to know about Concordia on there. We have our visit information is on there. That's where you can go to schedule a visit. There's information about all of our academic programs on there. And for those students that are going into their senior year of high school, our application is also available to them. It's a free application, and it only takes around 10 or 15 minutes to fill out. So I encourage high school seniors to go ahead and take a look at that, and then we can start awarding them scholarships once they've been accepted. So it's a great website. I recommend checking it out. And then they can always give our admissions office a call if they have any questions that come up, or if they want to connect with the admissions counselor from their specific area. That phone number is 402-643-7233.
So they can call right away and make that contact and learn more about Concordia University, how to set up a visit.
Yeah, definitely. We have our visit coordinator is wonderful, and she's in our office too. So if you don't want to schedule your visit on the website, you can call in and get it scheduled as well.
Very good. Well, anything else you'd like for us to know about Concordia University, Nebraska before we wrap up in about a minute?
No, this has been wonderful to be able to share my story and just what Concordia University, Nebraska can do for future students. So like I said, go ahead and check out that website. It's amazing. And we will answer any questions that you might have if you wanted to give us a call.
Megan Heiser, admissions counselor, Concordia University, Nebraska. Megan, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org.
Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.